That's one of my most favorite of all the songs ever written. Oh, holy night. If you have your Bibles, I hope you have, you turn to Gospel according to John. Chapter number 1, verse 1, if you'd like to stand this morning as we open the pages of God's infallible Word. John chapter number 1 and verse number 1. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1. The Word of God says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Add your blessing, Holy One, to thy word. In Jesus' name, amen." You can be seated. The Apostle John is not included in what's called the Synoptic Gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called, commonly referred to as the Synoptic Gospels. From the word synopsis, a one view of something. But John is different. John is different. John starts his gospel by going back before time. He said, "In the beginning." What was before the beginning? Eternity. The Gospel of John starts like the first book in the Bible, the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The Gospel of John is like the book of Revelation, reaches up beyond creation into eternity. The Gospel of John is a remarkable thing, for it says, "In the beginning was the Word." He called your attention to one aspect of Almighty God, and that is His Word. We are begotten by the Word. We are kept by the Word. We are sealed by the Word. We are saved by the Word. We are washed in the blood of the Word. Our righteousness is the righteousness of the Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word is coming again unto this world. God raises men up from the plowshares and from the mechanic's bin. Takes them from the lawyer's bench, and He calls them to preach His Word. He puts the Word of God into the hearts of those that believe Him, because there is power in the Word. The Word projected forth and sent forth from the mouth of Almighty God has no bounds, no barriers. There is nothing that can stop the Word of the living God. There are those today, 2,000 years later, that get caught up in a holiday that don't have a clue. What about the Word? In John chapter number 1, the Bible said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." There are a lot of heretics walking this earth today that don't have a clue who the Lord Jesus Christ is. They think He's a created God. They think He's something that showed up 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem of Judea. But the Bible plainly says in John chapter number 1, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word that created. The Word that is from eternity past. The Word that is Almighty God. The Word that we receive into our heart. The Bible said, "Receive the engrafted Word, which is able to save your soul." I receive His Word, for His Word can transform a sinner into a saint. His Word can lift you up
from the doldrums of this world into the very presence of Almighty God. The Word of God is loaded with life. Every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of the Son of God is words of life, words with power, words that can change, words that give hope, words that give comfort, words that have power to do exactly what God said He's able to do. No vain promises in this Bible, but the Word of God is pure and it's sure. If God said He'd do it, there's nothing that can stay His hand and stop Him from doing what He said He will do. His Word has been received. I believe His Word, and it works in my heart and in my soul. I have received into my heart and into my soul that is which is from everlasting. When you receive the Word, you have received something that is eternal. You have received eternity into your very soul. For the Word of God had no beginning. From everlasting to everlasting, He is God. He manifests Himself through His Word. He manifests Himself through light. He manifests Himself through love. God can be seen and known in many different ways as He shows Himself. But He has chosen to come into this world as the Word incarnate in flesh. We have a book before us, which is the Word of the living God. It, my friend, was not written by man. It was written by men that were inspired by Almighty God. Therefore, I have a book that is the Word of God, and a Word that gives light and hope to my soul. In John chapter number 1, He said, in the beginning was the Word. I wasn't in the beginning. You weren't in the beginning. No angels were in the beginning. No cherubim, no seraphim. There was nothing in the beginning. He's talking about the beginning of the beginning. He's talking about eternity before there was the beginning. He's talking about the time when God abided in His own essence, in His own being. And forever that was that time. There was a time when forever was forever. And then time showed up on the scene. You're a creature of time. You're here today and you're gone tomorrow. But the Word is everlasting. From now, from time immemorial, from the ages past, His Word has always been His Word. It is the promise of God. It is the voice of God. It is the heart of God. It is the mind of God. It is the Spirit of the Almighty. His Word, He said, John lifts you up in the very beginning and takes you to a place where a human mind has a hard time grasping. In the beginning was the Word. The Word, therefore, carries salvation. He knew you in the beginning. The Word carries deliverance. He knew you before you were ever made. In the beginning was the Word. And I thank God this morning I've got a book to preach that I know is the Word. This is the Word of the living God. That's what it's about. It's about the Word of the living God. So in the eternity past, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Bible said the Word was with God. Who was God, preacher? That eternal Spirit that, my friend, is invisible. That one that lives from everlasting to everlasting, that can't be found, can't be known. You can't measure Him. You can't even understand His essence today. No one even dare approach that. He's Almighty God. But the Bible said the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so how do I understand that, preacher? I don't. I just believe it. I believe, my friend, that God is greater than my human mind. I believe His essence is beyond understanding. I believe it's so marvelous and so great and so wonderful that He holds for us that day when He reveals His essence to us. And when He does, it'll knock your socks off. The day that you see God for who He is, it'll be all you can stand to take it in. I look for that day. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Bible said the Word became flesh. What a sad commentary. What happened to the Word when He became flesh? They took Him to a cross and nailed Him to a tree. Oh, what a thing that is. But that Bible said in John chapter number 1, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. I look at that and I think to myself, the Bible said, the apostle said, made this statement. He said, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. There is a life that we live in the flesh. That's what I'm alive in right now. But my friend, it's a lower form of life. I have abiding in my soul the Word of God. I have that eternal life, that one that was from the beginning. In the Gospel of John, he said in the beginning was the Word. In 1 John, he talks about that Word again. He talks about the Word being life. I have residing in me the very life of eternity. I've got the life of God. I've got a higher form of life in me than a creature could ever know. I've got a life that's been deposited within me that is forever, from everlasting to everlasting. I've got a life that is higher than I could ever understand, attain to, or even comprehend. And that life lies dormant in most Christians. It's a real life, but it lies dormant. Once that life comes alive inside your soul, and the life of God begins to breathe, and you hear His heartbeat, and you sense His presence, oh, what a change it makes in the heart of the believer. It's that life that lies within your soul. It's the life of God Himself that makes all the difference in the world as to who we are. It's not who you do, what you do, where you go, and what you pile up around you. That's not what your life is about. It's not about the things that you've accomplished and what you've done. Earthly creatures do that. People that have never known God talk about the stuff they possess, where they've been, what they've done. That's not life. Life is the life of God that's beating, breathing, living right now in my soul. And I tell you this, my friend, hear me well. The life which I now live in the flesh will come to an end one day. And the life of God that's in my bosom and in my heart, it will spring forth and explode into everlasting life. This, my friend, death shall be swallowed up in victory. My friend, I will one day walk with God, breathe with Him, live with Him, know Him like I don't know Him now, in a much greater, deeper way. I would that today we'd realize what this Bible's talking about. He has given us a prize. He has given us a treasure. He has given us something today that money cannot buy. How marvelous and how wonderful. Yet we choke it to death with all the cares of the world. We pile garbage up around Him and think not of the One who's alive within us. Let your soul settle on eternity. That life will start coming alive. Let your soul settle on the future, that life will start breathing again. Let your soul settle on the fact that your sins have been forgiven and you're not what you used to be, and you'll start feeling that life move in your heart. Forgive somebody, love somebody, give the grace of God to somebody, and the life of God will be manifest within your bosom. It's about being alive. It's not about death. I live with dead people. I walk around dead people. I listen to dead people. I'm covered up with dead people. But I live, hallelujah to God. The other day I stood down there in Cleveland and we preached the funeral of Ed Blue, my friend, an old warrior of God. He left his earthly house of this tabernacle, said goodbye to it. I'm done with it. I want you to know something. The Holy One came into that house, the living being, that one that lives from everlasting to everlasting. He put his mark on that service and he let everybody in that house know nobody's going to bury Ed Blue. Forget it. You're not going to bury him. God took him out of this old world and he said, you're not going to lay and suffer for months. I'm going to come and get you. And he took him to glory, and my friend, the heavens rolled back and the light got brighter. The nearer he got to the Son of God, the brighter it got. You say it's so bright it'll blind you, preacher. Not if you're a child of light. My friend, the child of the dark, he'd hate that light. But there's something about those of you that know him. As those clouds rolled back, as eternity opened and embraced that man, his sweetheart waited for him, and the two of them were joined together forever and ever and ever and ever, never to be separated. Hallelujah to God. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? I believe. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. My friend, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. I'm alive. You may be dying. I'm alive. You may be fading away. I'm alive. You watch, that one is of the earth. He's connected to the earth. All he knows is the earth. He prepares for his death day. He starts piling his morbidity around him. He starts getting ready for dying. All he can think about is dying. The older he gets, the closer he knows he's coming to the grave. It's all going to end. He, my friend, is counting down the days left to him on this earth. Listen to me real good. I'm raising my head from whence my salvation cometh. I ain't going to die. You'll never see me die. It's not going to happen. One day I'll say bye to this body. I'll say hello to glory. I'll say hello to a life that I can't even comprehend. I want you to understand something. I wish I could get this out to you. I believe the life of God is greater. I believe it's deeper. I believe it's further. I believe it's more wonderful than any thought ever came through your mind. I believe the life of God is life in itself, and it never knows death. I believe it's eternal. I believe it's wonderful. I believe the life of God in its own essence is marvelous. It'll blow you away just to begin to sense the life that God has put in your soul. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Thank God for the Word. Thank God for the Word that was made flesh. And because He lives, I shall live also. That's what Christmas is about. You want to know the meaning of Christmas? I'll tell you what it is. It's about God Almighty becoming flesh and about giving us His life. It's about the resurrected one. It's about the one that lives and comes and receives us to Himself. I live. Hallelujah. I just begin to think about it. I'm not worried about some place. I'm not worried about things. I'm not worried about going anywhere. I know the one I believe, and the one I'm in, and the one I know, and the life that He has given me is greater than any life I ever had before I ever knew Him. I'm alive. Hallelujah. I've been alive since 1973. Glory to God. I live. Let me tell you this morning, there's something beating inside me that's greater than I am. There's a life power in my soul that's greater than this world. I live because He lives. My friend, He lives, and He lives forever. John chapter number 1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Now, my friend, religion gets you saved. Religion will get you saved in its own way, and it'll pile up all of its religious articles around you. It'll pronounce you ready for heaven. But all you'll ever have in religion is what you can pile around you to make you feel religious and better about who you are. But they know nothing of the new birth. The new birth is when you become a child of God and His life courses through your soul. It's when you live because He lives. Your life is not bound by this earth. Fact is, my life is connected with heaven. I've got more of a home there than I have here. And religion knows nothing about that. Notice these poor little religious people now in the next few days. As they run around and do their little religious thing. Every year at December the 25th. They take the little manger scenes. And the government has said you can't have them in public places. And they try to kick God out of the workplace and kick Him out everywhere they can. You ain't kicking God nowhere. If Herod doesn't want Him, Herod won't have Him. If Caesar doesn't want Him, Caesar won't have Him. For this cause, God will give them up to us, to a reprobate mind. Well, friend of my soul, you can pass all the laws you want to, and you can whatever you please about manger scenes and about political correctness and all the rest of it. You can't take that life that beats in my soul. Can't take it. You didn't give it to me. It's not yours. You wouldn't even know it if I showed it to you. I've got a life that's mine. Amen. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Bless the name of the Son of God. Bless his holy name. Now after all of the flowers and the trees and the presents are put away, when all the Christmas carols fall silent and the world goes back about its natural daily business in January, we'll still be alive. We'll still be singing. There'll still be something beating deep down inside my soul. That's how you know you got something real. Amen. Father, in thy name we pray. Use what I've said for the glory of God. Glorify the Son. We love the Son. We bless the Son. We honor him before thee this morning, Holy One. You told us in your word, he that honoreth the Son honoreth the Father. We honor the Son. We honor him in acknowledging who he is. He's the Lord God Almighty. He's the King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords. There is no God beside him. Hallelujah. He takes second place to nothing. He's it. And everything else is servient to him and to his name. In the name of Jesus, and for Jesus' sake we pray. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. And heads bowed and eyes closed, nobody looking. I just had to preach that to you because that's what's on my heart. I'm not against Christmas. I'm all for it. But it's got to be 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 24/7. Amen. Every day is Christmas for me. Every day. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something else. Every day is Easter for me too. Hallelujah. Amen. Every one of them. Glory to God. Would you like to come down here and talk to him this morning and ask him to give you that life? The life of God, folks. That's what I'm talking about. Church can't give you that life. Religion sure can't do it. You weren't born with it. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. Where do I get it, preacher? God gives himself to you. That's what he does. He literally gives himself to you. He that hath the Son hath life. Isn't that something? That's amazing. That's amazing. He gives himself. Never seen in my life a giver like God. Amen. We give because he gave first. Love because he loved first. Understand grace because he was gracious. Mercy because he's merciful. Every attribute that you have that's of any value whatsoever first was manifested through him. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Bless the name of Jesus. Let's stand up and sing. Oh, what a name. Jesus. Would you come? So I don't know him, preacher. Well, you can know him. He died for you. Bore your sins at the cross. Why, God doesn't even know I exist, preacher. Oh, yeah, he does. Yes, he does. Oh, yeah. If he didn't die for all, he didn't die for any. What's the point? What's the point in someone who knows eternity from the beginning, who knows every soul that'll ever live? If he didn't die for them, then they were predestined before the foundation of the world for hell fire. I don't believe that for a minute. He tasted death for every man. Amen. What do we got, brother?
Page 392 in the All-American.
Would you come? In the beginning was the Word. There's a fountain. Brother Blue used to get the women sing that. How beautiful it was, too, when the women sang it. They lose all their guilty stains. Lose them all.